this guy does not do all, does not go except by praying and fasting. Brethren, we are going to read another chapter, and I want our daily prayer to read it for us. The reason why we must pray and fast is because of the things that are happening in the nation we are and in our life. Brethren, a lot is creeping into homes, even Christian homes, that some of us as parents are not aware. Some of us, the things that our children do behind our back, except God Himself revealed to us, we don't know. We are doing all we can. We are making sure they are going in the right path of God. Yet, the enemy is also waging his war. But my prayer for us is that as we do this, because the Bible says, it said, except. However, this kind does not go except by praying and fasting. Bless the name of the Almighty God for Mommy P that led us. We as parents, we as children, we must intentionally take this prayer seriously. Because these things were things that have happened in the past. And now they are here. My prayer is that everything that is going around, making life, making home, not what God has called it to be. God is going to rise up on our behalf. Amen. And scatter them in the name of Jesus. Amen. We are in the early hour. Whether you like it or not, the kingdom of darkness are also gathering at this hour. But one thing I know, that because we are the children of the living God, our meeting will be greater than their meeting. Amen. And every meeting they are putting together to fight me and you, because we are standing with the Almighty God, every of their plan will crush in the name of Jesus. Amen. I want us to now go to Ezekiel chapter 22, and our daddy will read for us from 26 to 31. Ezekiel 22 from 26 all the way to 31. God bless you, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I read in the New Living Translation.
Thank you, sir.
Your priests have violated my instructions and divide my holy things.
Praise the Lord. The Bible says your priest has done what?
Violated my instructions and defiled my holy things.
Go ahead, sir.
They make no distinction between what is holy and what is not. And they do not teach my people the difference between what is ceremonially clean and unclean. They disregard my Sabbath day so that I am dishonored among them. Verse 27. Your leaders are like wolves who tear apart their victims. They actually destroy people's lives for money. And your prophets cover up for them by announcing false visions and making lying predictions. They say, my message is from the sovereign Lord, when the Lord hasn't spoken a single word to them. Verse 29. Even common people oppress the poor, rob the needy, and deprive foreigners of justice. I look for someone who might rebuild the wall of righteousness that guards the land. I search for someone to stand in the gap in the wall so I wouldn't have to destroy the land, but I found no one. So now I will pour out my fury on them, consuming them with the fire of my anger. I will heap on their heads the full penalty for all their sins. I, the sovereign Lord, have spoken.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brethren, we have heard the word of God. The one that concerns me most is verse 30. The Bible says, and the Lord is doing what? He is looking for someone to do what? to stand in the gap, to make a plea on behalf of nation, on behalf of me and you, on behalf of our children. And the Bible says, I found no one. No one. No one, brethren. That is why the enemy has been able to creep into homes, into lives. Things are happening. We think that we are doing something, yet we are far from what God expects us to do. I say it once again. The prayer point that mommy asks us to pray, please, I pray God, are very crucial. Because these children are our future. And we must pray for them. Are you here tonight or this morning? And you want to join me and stand on the guard for this nation, for this church, for home? Do you want to make yourself? I want to make myself. Do you also want to make yourself to stand in the gap? Some people did it before you and I were born. And that's why we are enjoying what we enjoy today. I was sharing with somebody the other day. I said that if the days of the man of God, Babalola, did not happen, those are the people that paved way for Pentecostal to be on fire. If those people were not doing what they needed to do then, Sazama, what we are enjoying, we will not enjoy it. That means the battle has been given unto us. In their days, they were not sleeping. I remember somebody was telling me that if you go and visit the house of the man of Babalola, you will see where he used to kneel down to pray. You will see the print. I remember when Daddy Joe was sharing with us, when Baba Ifunayomi came to visit him, and he collected the key to his room at 6 p.m. in the evening, and he went inside. And the man of God said, after he went inside, he kept looking at Baba, 9 p.m., 12 a.m., 3 a.m., 6 a.m. He said he asked himself, whoever wants to take this position, they better be ready. Brethren, God is looking for men and women that will stand in the gap. Whether we like it or not, a lot is happening. The church of God is not what it used to be anymore. The church is all about business now. What we can get. What is coming in. Leaders don't preach the truth anymore. There are members of the church that they have hold the truth of the pastor. Because one threatening that they are living, the pastor is scared of whether their tithe will go. Or the member that will follow them. We have forgotten that this is a kingdom business. A man leaves, there are millions of people God is going to use to replace such. My prayer is that the Lord God of heaven that we are serving will give us that grace to stand in the gap. Amen. Brethren, if we don't stand in the gap from now, things will begin to happen. If we don't stand in the gap from now, things will begin to happen. And I want to also appeal to us as parents. Our demonstration of this kingdom business is what is also going to help our children. Because you cannot be doing something that is wrong and expect the children coming after you to do the right thing. I was sharing, I don't know whether it was with my wife, one of our pastors in one of the states here, said that As a leader from your own, you must be careful what you say, even to your own children. And what was it that the man was sharing with me? His son is a very brilliant young man. He has won, you know, the one whatever area they are, and he was chosen to represent that area in a debate. There's a program they do in their church on Saturdays. They say, Command the Month. That's the name of the program. And so they woke up that Saturday morning. It's always the first Saturday of the month. Then they woke up that Saturday morning. And his son said, Dad, remember today's my debate? And Dad said, But my son, you know now, there's something important that we attend. He said, But I uttered a word. I said, My son, don't worry. If I don't go today, does not mean that the program will not continue. And so he said, he called his assistant. He said, I won't be able to make it. Please, carry on. By the grace of God, I will be there next Sunday. Next one. And so he went. They came back. He said, on Sunday morning, when he woke up his son, the child said, Daddy, if I don't go today, they will not die. He said, that was how I lost my son. Because that became his word. Daddy, you are the one that said it. That if you don't go, does not mean that the church will not go forward. If I don't go, does not mean that the church will not go forward. He said, my brother, it took me 3 years and 6 months to forgo to restore my son. He said, and since then, I've been careful with my mouth what I say to my children. And that's why I'm begging all of us as parents, sit again. Your action means a lot. Your word means a lot. My prayer for us, that we will not be the one that will derail our children in the way of the Lord in the name of Jesus. So please, can you rise up tonight? We are going to pray 7 prayers and we'll close. 7 solid prayers. And I pray, we beg you all, in the name of God, don't be quiet. Talk to the Almighty God. These are the things that are going on in this nation that is causing chaos, causing issue, causing problem in this nation. We are going to pray. Our first prayer is this. There's a lot of spirit going on in this nation. Spiritual attack all over. Spirit that makes children not to obey parents. Spirit of lesbianism. Spirit of gaysbianism is going on. And yet, some of us think it's not knocking on our door. Hey, brethren, the enemy is at war. And so I don't want you to be quiet. I want you to call on God. Every spirit, whatever kind of spirit that is going on in this nation, that is turning children from what they are supposed to be, we want to stand in the gap and say, Father, it shall not come near my door. Lift up your voice and talk to the Almighty God. Hey, this spirit, Lord, roaming around this nation. Spirit! Brethren, let's talk to God. We are standing in God. We are standing in God. This is our home. It's our children. It's the future of this church we are talking about. Malebro se kesere ababa. Maleke yamabababa. Repochetere bababa. Le procedere bababa. Le bababa. Orea bababa. Le procedere bababa. Le bababa. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father.
Thank you, big brother. For in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. The next prayer we are going to pray, we are going to pray against untimely death. And, premature death. Let me tell you, brethren, we are here. Some of us have gone to work. We are up doing up and do up and down, up and down. A time will come when we need to rest and enjoy what we have worked for. Okay? But whether you like it or not, the enemy is also working also. There was an incident that happened about a man that retired. After collecting his gratuity and everything, from the very day he got that money, until he spent the last of it, it was sickness. Sickness! From the very hour he got the money, till he spent every dime before he was delivered of that sickness. After you have labored, and it's time to sit, sickness. I know that by the grace of God, such will never be our portion in the name. I want us to talk to God. What is called, whatever it is, that cut life of men short, whether sickness, whatever it might be, we are going to say, Father, we are standing in gap. Not just for ourselves alone, even for the church of God. Everything called premature death will not locate you, will not locate the church of God. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and talk to the Almighty God. And say, Father, everything that can be tied to premature death, Lord. After man has labored and it's time to enjoy the fruit of his labor. We pray tonight. Father, we pray tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
This next prayer, on Tuesday, we were here, and our Sister Dami, was telling us about his boss, who was married, and then is divorced. You know, he was married, divorced, he's married again, and now he's again divorced. And the children are trying to figure out, you know, what's going on. You know what happened, brethren? When a man separates or divorces, guess who suffers?
The children!
Because their future, all of a sudden, they don't know where it's going to be. That's why I want us to pray for marriages. In this church, or everybody connected to you, every spirit of divorce, of separation, will not find its way into this church or any home in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and talk to the Almighty God. Lift up your voice and talk to the Almighty God. Father, 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 we're gonna make it.
The word is not permitted, but not God in the mighty name of Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Brethren, we can be saying that what is going on now has no meaning to us. I'm a U.S. citizen. I'm carrying a green card. Doesn't matter. But there was a time when the children of God were enjoying in that land. What land was that?
Egypt.
And then it came a ruler that don't even know who they are. And bit by bit is creeping in. And we are saying, I'm a U.S. citizen. After all, I have children in this land. What difference does it make? The enemy doesn't care when he wants to strike. He will do everything possible to make sure that what you think was your right is removed from you. Because one day they will just come up with one law. Everyone that is not born here, even if you are born today here, get out. Who are you going to fight? Where are we going to start from? That's why we must stand in the gap. That's why you have to call on God tonight. That the Lord that brought us into this land, not only will he make our foot to stand in this land, but any law that will not favor we, the children of God, that law will not find the day of the life of the day. In the name of Jesus! Lift up your voice and talk to the Almighty God. Lift up your voice and talk to the Almighty God. I say lift up that voice. Lift up the voice. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, great Father. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
Brethren, our next prayer, I want us to pray for leaders in ministry. I don't know about you, but have you noticed that there's no year that passed by that one leader is always exposed for a scandal one way or the other? Our daddy prayer said something on Tuesday. He said, if our daddy Joe should do something today, that do we know the number of people that might leave God? Do we know that? Do we know that just one thing that somebody in the world will do and nobody will even bother about it? But because of where he is, he will do that thing. And people will say, we did not even know we have been following a wrong man. or even me and you, as we are here, we will do just one thing, even in our place of work, and it will be, I thought he is a Christian. Ah, if this can say he's a Christian, I too am a Christian. I want you to join me. I want you to stand on the gap. I'm praying for all our leaders that every plan of the enemy in the year 2018 to bring them down, that the plan of the enemy will not succeed over them. Lift up your voice and talk to the mighty God. Father, every of our leaders, ah, oh, every of our leaders,
in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
As we all know, by the grace of God, the Lord gave us in this church that this year is a year of fulfillment of what? Destiny. We are going to pray that because that's what God has given Restoration Ahead this year, from now till we end 2018, none of us will miss our destiny. Can we lift up our voice and talk to the Almighty God? Can we lift up our voice and talk to the Almighty God? And say, Father, every of my destiny, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Final prayer, hold somebody. Hold somebody, hold somebody, hold somebody. Our final prayer, we want you to hold somebody. Here's the prayer you are going to pray for that person. We all know that there's one thing that this nation knows how to do well, and that is they like to come up with statistics. All kind of statistics. They have statistics for the number. They have a projection already. Statistics said for the number of black children that will be in prison before the end of this month. They've calculated. As a matter of fact, in the state of New York, they are planning to build more prison
than worrying school. Yes, that's part of their plan this year. That's why they are closing down Rikers Island. They want to build prison in place, other places, because they believe that more children, particularly the blacks, will end up in prison. We are going to call on God. Every evil statistics that is not showing good reports, statistics that is not allowing the name of God to be glorified, whether in your life, whether in my life, whether in the life of my children, particularly the person you are holding, pray for that person. Every form of statistics, evil statistics, be specific. We are not talking about any evil statistic. Statistic of sickness that man cannot find cure for.
For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. So shall it be in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In 1 minute, I want you to talk to God. And the prayer I want you to pray is, Lord, this is an issue. Because you are the all-knowing God, and there is nothing you cannot do. Today is what? For any hour of Sunday, of Saturday, sorry. Before the next vigil, this issue, I must have testimony. Go to God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Our Father and our God, we thank you once again for the opportunity that you have given to each and every one of us to be part of what you have done this morning. And Father, we pray that the grace, the strength, the ability to continue to stand in the gap, not just for this nation, but even for the Church of God, for leaders, for ministry, for president. Father, give unto us in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we thank you because we know that every of our prayer requests that we have made unto you the early hour of this Saturday morning, you, the Almighty God, will bring it to pass.
Amen.
Lord, we are living now. We ask that you go ahead of us.
Amen.
And you make every crooked way straight.
Amen.
We came here in safety. Yes, so shall every family return home in safety in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We put the road, the weather, everything into your hand. Let it work to our favor in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And we are committing tomorrow's service into your hand. That which no man can do, Father, do it tomorrow.
Amen.
In the choir administration, prove yourself.
Amen.
In the work, prove yourself. Every aspect of tomorrow's service, prove yourself.
Amen.
And Father, we ask that the grace to continue in this prayer and fasting, Lord, you will give unto us.
Amen.
That no one, Lord, will fast as hunger strike.
Amen.
But as we fast, we will pray.
Amen.
As we pray, we will receive from you.
Amen.
And as we receive from you, we will be able to bless others.
Amen.
Thank you, faithful Father. Blessed be your name.
Amen.
For in Jesus' mighty name, we are. Shall we please rise as we share the grace together?